Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Oh, yeah, I found the $49 charge on my bank statement. I was wondering what that was for.
Oh, I didn't. May I have your zip code, please?
48066.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Michael Sirklevsky.
Okay, give me 1 second, please, sir.
Sure.
Alrighty, sir, and thank you for holding. And may I have the address associated with this account, please?
You might have a P.O. Box. It's a P.O. Box 66233, Roseville, Michigan.
Okay, do you have a physical address?
Yeah, 16560 Capri Place, C-A-P-R-I Place.
Okay.
That's also Roseville.
Alrighty, thank you. And yes, sir, I was successfully able to find an account associated with you. I do see that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling December the 21st to receive a steaming device.
What device?
Steaming device.
Steaming, like an iron steam?
Correct.
A steaming device.
Yes. Do you ever remember it was a
no?
It
I,
been a
well, I don't
free
know.
Gift.
I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember paying the seven something, but I had no idea it was supposed to be 49. I don't even recall getting it.
That was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that $49.97 is what you're being billed for membership fee. Now they did give you a $125 gift card, which is located in the email at the time that you signed up. If you go into your email, there's a link in there, and you can use this link and open it up, and you can go into the web store and buy some of the best gadgets in the world.
I don't remember signing up for this. I didn't ever sign up for this.
Yes, sir. In the terms and conditions, it stated that after 48 hours after billing up, you would be enrolled as a member, and that is a membership fee.
Well, that must have been some kind of small print. That wasn't in that thing that I signed up for, or that streaming device or whatever it's called. There was no mention of that kind of stuff. I would have canceled it right then and there.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't want this. Take that $49 thing off. I don't want this membership.
No problem, sir. I can get you canceled out of date. Give me 1 second, please.
Anyway, what kind of so-called gadgets you guys sell or whatever?
We sell some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. There are a lot of gadgets in the gadget store, and you can use that $125 gift card to go into that online web store and purchase some of the best gadgets in the world.
No, I know I wouldn't have done that.
Now,
yeah, just take
the
$49 off.
You do have one for December, one for January, and I'm quite sure you have one in there for February. So,
what do I have one for February?
Gift cards. They automatically load them to the email that you when you signed up. So if you go into the email that you provided at the time, you can actually go in there and use your gift cards and go into the website and purchase gadgets.
If that came into the spam folder, I don't look at the spam. I just delete all that stuff. If that didn't come through the regular email, that's a different story. But if it goes in, it's considered spam. I don't even look at spam. I don't remember seeing any of this stuff.
Yes, sir. There would have been a link where you could open it up and go into the web store.
Well, I don't want that link. I just cast me the whole thing.
Alrighty, sir, I was successfully able to get you canceled. You won't have any more reoccurring charges on that.
Now, what about this $49 thing? Can I get that back?
Now, the only one I'm able to refund would be the latest charge of the $49.97, and I can offer you a 35% refund on that.
Wait, I'm lost. Say that again.
The only charge I'm able to refund you on would be the last one that you were recently billed for, and I can offer you 35% refund on that, which would be $17.49.
All right, do anything you can do. I don't want this no more.
All right. I do understand that, sir.
And why is it only 35%? Why not the whole thing?
When I can do a 50% refund, I can offer you my family and friends discount, do a 50% refund, and that will be $24.99 refunded to you.
Yeah, but why can't I do the 100%? Why it's only 50%?
All right, sir.
Why can't I get the whole thing back? I didn't sign up for this. Why can't I get the whole thing back?
Okay, sir. The most I can offer you as a refund on this would be 75%, which would be $37.48.
That's still not right. I want 100% back. I didn't sign up for this. You guys charged me for no reason.
Okay, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold this week with my supervisor, okay?
All right.
All right, sir, thank you for holding. As a one-time courtesy, I was able to refund you the whole $49.97, and that refund will be back in the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate this.
You're more than welcome, and let me know if you're ready to take down your cancellation number.
Yeah, let me get some paper here.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
That cancellation number will be C as in Charlie, and that's 258-807-179.
All right. That's C as in Charlie, 258-807-179.
That is correct.
Okay. Wait, what's the name of your company anyway?
Sir, we're actually a third-party call center, so we service multiple companies and over 100 different products.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and then I'll get, yeah.
But
all
I
right.
do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, sir.
All right, thank you. Appreciate this.
Bye-bye.
Bye.